It's 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The Saturday after Thanksgiving is designated Small Business Saturday. Many smaller retailers have had high hopes, but lower expectations for this weekend. Here's correspondent Michael George.
The owner of shoe store D'Antoni Milano in San Francisco says local businesses often get left behind on Black Friday.
Because everybody goes to chain stores for the deep discount. So, but because we don't do that, we only get our regular customers.
But retailers say the cloud hanging over this weekend is inflation.
We're seeing a lot of consumers say, I need to make every dollar count. I know I'm seeing rising costs in many parts of my life. I'm trying to be cautious and responsible.
In West Hartford, Connecticut, a tribute for the five people killed and 25 injured when a gunman opened fire at an LGBTQ nightclub last week in Colorado Springs. Health officials are concerned about a triple virus threat this winter, COVID, RSV, and the flu. This advice from ER Dr. Michael Daigneau at Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank, California.
If you haven't had COVID and you haven't had a booster in 2022, then you need to get one.
Ukraine says its nuclear power plants are mostly back online, but millions of people are still waiting for the juice and the heat to come back on after Russian bombing decimated the power grid. This is the BBC's Jeremy Bowen.
People don't necessarily have heating. They don't have power. People improvise. If they've got the money, they can get generators. But it's very difficult and it's expensive. And it makes life really very hard. And Ukraine in the winter gets cold.
The Biden administration is easing some of its oil sanctions on Venezuela.
It's part of an effort to support newly restarted negotiations between the Venezuelan government and its opposition on a humanitarian deal. That deal would be overseen by the UN. For the U.S., it means American company Chevron and other U.S. oil companies will be allowed to resume limited energy production in Venezuela after years of sanctions against the Maduro government. And what it means for oil prices remains to be seen, since the U.S. and the world continue to struggle against inflation in part due to Russia's war against Ukraine. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Whole Foods says it will stop selling Maine lobster at its stores after two sustainability organizations withdrew their endorsements of the lobster industry. The group say lobster gear is a threat to already endangered right whales. Representatives of Maine's lobster industry say the decision was based on misguided environmental groups' recommendations.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 31. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 41. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 22. Upper 30s Monday and Tuesday with mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
I your energy fades.
Thank you. That is Amber Stein out of Milwaukee, and that finishes off a double shot from them. We started the Max Inc. Heavy Hour off with their latest, The Letter. And I'm getting a little word that Amber Stein is going to be putting out some new material on the 23rd of December. We hope to have that before that date. Right now, another band that's coming out with some new music that we're going to have for you next week. Brand new music. But this is Bad Year. Handshakes. You're listening to me, Rocker, here on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Heavy. This is the Civic Media Network.
We'll be right back. With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's the day of
with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah. that is Iron Plow, and before that, Level the Earth. I am Rocker. You are listening to Max and Kevy. Just a moment, we're gonna have Lo-Fi Killers. They're gonna be in here with some new music, talking about their new album and various other things. And they brought along a friend of theirs, and we just happen to have some of his music. Brian Moll from Subatomic stopped in the studio as well, so I can't help but play some Subatomic. This is Pull Me Under on Max Inc. Heavy.
Yet.
You are in the middle of a double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey. Bastila. You hunger to taste it. Become my apprentice, and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
She's Gone. That's the lo-fi Killers, and that's from their new album, Sleep On It. They're a rock duo from Madison, and right now in the studio with me is Caleb and Jack from Lo-Fi Killers. I'm wishing I could speak. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming down to the studio tonight. Tell us a little bit about the Lo-Fi Killers for those of our listeners who have never heard of you guys before.
Yeah, so we've been playing about...
What? Wait, hold on. Why aren't you coming in my microphone here? Can you talk into that mic one more time?
Hello, rocker. Test up.
switch. Somehow this microphone is not coming in here.
Oh, okay.
Come on over here.
Hello.
Is this working
now? Oh, that is working so much better. I'm not sure why that microphone is malfunctioning, but we'll fix it later. You are Caleb, correct?
Correct.
All right, Caleb. Tell us a little bit about the Lo-Fi Killers.
Yeah, so we've been playing about 2.5 years now. We started, well, I guess it's been about 3 years now. We started back in fall of 2019 when we were both in high school, and we met really playing in our school's pep band, and we just started trying to get bands going with like other people in school and whatnot, and nothing was really working out, so we just decided, hey, like, let's just try it, the two of us. And at the time we had been listening to bands like the White Stripes, Royal Blood, and so we kind of saw that, you know, you can do this whole band thing, which is two people. So from there, we just started jamming, the two of us, and my pedal board started getting bigger. The amp started adding up, and
I noticed your amp is huge.
Oh yeah, the bigger the better.
Yeah, you know, I saw that you guys are a very kind of classic vintage equipment, and just two guys. It's making definitely all the wide sound you need to. And hey,
oh yeah,
you know, it's easier to split the take at the end of the night, correct?
That is true. Yes.
Two players. So, hey, tell us a little bit about your new album. It just came out not too long ago, and it's called Sleep On It. Tell us about your new album.
Yeah, so it's a four-song EP that I think sort of embodies where we're at right now as a band, which is still trying to really figure out that specific sound that we're looking for, because each song is definitely very unique. You'll hear a little bit of, like, Alice in Chains influences, Nirvana, as far back as like Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. Get a little bit of everything on these four songs, and we wrote them over the course of about the past year, and we recorded them back in the summer
at Blast House Studios. Is that where you guys recorded?
Yes, sir.
That is a great local studio here in Madison. Now let's give the drummer some. Tell us about yourself, Jack. You must be a John Bonham disciple, because I saw your drum set.
Yeah,
total classic. Yes. Vista Light Ludwig.
Yeah,
tell us about yourself.
Yeah, you really hit it on the head. Bonham is a huge, huge influence in my playing. Dave Grohl too, really. I mean, like Caleb said, Bill Ward, Black Sabbath, that was a lot of early on. I heard a lot of that from my dad, and a lot of metal early on and punk. And but now I'm kind of, I've matured to more funk influences I've been delving into. So, but yeah, I mean.
Now you just, you mentioned your dad, and you guys are young guys. You're not too long out of high school. Is that?
I'm 18. I graduated last year. So
perfect. Well, you know, so like, what role did your parents play in, you know, you guys now been together for a few years? So I'm imagining maybe supportive parents. Are your parents musicians?
My parents are not. My dad delved a little bit in his younger days as a singer, but
yeah.
Other than that, no, not really.
But he's a metalhead.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I always know, you know, behind a good young band, there's always some parents supporting it, and that's just, it's always a huge thing. I love to see it. Now, Caleb, over there on guitar, I noticed you're playing some vintage stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of parents influencing us, my first guitar that I played in our first gigs was my dad's old guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's actually really funny, because it started in Jack's family. So when Jack's family sold it to my dad, then my dad handed it down to me, and now I've been playing it. So, yeah, old Ibanez Les Paul copy. You can't find that really anywhere right now. It's pretty cool.
Wow, that is a good story. Now, you guys have a show coming up in February. So, after the turn of the year, it's going to be in Appleton. The Misfits, and that's at Misfits. That's in Appleton with Broken Arrow and Flying Fuzz. Tell us a little bit about that show that's coming up.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. This is one of the first shows that we've really, like, just sort of built from the ground up, because I just was reaching out to all sorts of places and really trying to branch out, trying to play more north than just the Madison area. And Misfits looked like a great fit for us. And so I emailed them. They were like, yeah, like, we'll have you guys play. You just got to finish the bill. So I messaged around and found Broken Arrow and Flying Fuzz. And they're two really exciting bands, too. And I think that it's going to be a really great night of rock music. You'll hear a little bit each, you know, each band's pretty unique, but it'll be really exciting.
Well, I have a little Flying Fuzz that I'm going to bring up in just a few minutes in our playlist. We actually had Flying Fuzz was in interviewing just two or three weeks ago, maybe. I can't remember. They flow together. Well, hey, guys, thanks a ton for coming into the studio and talking to us about your new album. This is the band Lo-Fi Killers. We had Caleb and Jack. Thanks a lot for coming down tonight. We really appreciate it. Before you go, though, tell us about this next song. It's called Chained.
Correct. Yeah, so I wrote the lyrics about a year ago and the guitar riff about the same time. And I really wanted to work on this idea of, like, having that really low C note ring out, but then also playing like higher chords. And so that's how this riff came out. And then we just kind of jammed it for a while and found it. And yeah, now it is what it is now. It took a couple months to really to mold into what it is.
Now, where can we find you guys online? I saw you had a link tree.
Oh, yeah. We're on Facebook and Instagram, Lo-Fi Killers, and wherever you stream music, you can find our stuff.
And that's spelled L-O-F-I Killers. That's correct?
Correct.
All right. Let's hear Lo-Fi Killers. This is brand new from their new album, Sleep On It. This is Chained. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Yeah.
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Smoke with me.
Our Belly. We'll be right back.
Catch up.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5